You're listening to Chris Sullivan on Phoenix FM, and I'm delighted to be joined by Mal, Gert, John, and the vacant chair of Gar, who's going to be with us in a little while. Now, these four, when they combined like some awesome musical transformer, create
Riptide
the mighty...
Assemble!
The Riptide moment. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
We're really good.
Great, man, great.
So obviously we're here tonight to promote the new album, Getting Through, which currently is number one in Ireland, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's unreal, man. Yeah, we're buzzing. We released it in Ireland last year. It's number one. It's gone gold. And it's just been nominated for Meteor Choice Prize, which is the equivalent of the Mercury Prize over here. And it's one of the songs off It All Works Out, which is coming out here on the 9th of March. That's nominated for Best Irish Song and Song of the Summer last year in Ireland, most played song on Irish radio, so... It's all gone good, man.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, what do you guys think about this new album compared... Obviously, you've had two albums previous to that. What do you think about this one that's really pushed it through and...
Yeah, I suppose this album is a little bit more well-crafted than the other ones. Like, the experience that we've had from the other two albums were brought into this album, and the music actually... I think we kind of found our... You know, our sound on this album, and so it's.
Did you change up like the writing styles at all?
A little bit, like, you know, it was kind of. We got a guy called Ted Hutt involved. He's like he's worked with like Gaslight Anthem and
All Crow
Medicine Show. So when Ted came on board, like he kind of just put his own stint on it as well to show you how to craft a song and what would work. Worked with Mal on lyrics. Worked with everyone on their own. Instrument and how to keep the flow going, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I suppose that was a big influence on this.
It always
album.
Helps when you get that kind of different perspective coming in and showing.
Yeah, he really tested you. Like, you know, you needed to be on your game. Like,
you really broke a couple of us, I think. You really broke me, anyway. If I ever reach this, thank you for pushing me to the brink. No, he was a deadly dude. He really got the best out of us. He took kind of elements from the other albums.
Yeah, it's like your brain is like a Rubik's Cube that wasn't solved coming out of the studio. That's the only way I can...
With not as many pieces.
Well, is there screaming? I got blisters on my fingers like John Lennon stuff. End of every track.
It was great. He really got the best out of us. And, you know, it's an album that we're really proud of. And,
You mentioned All Works Out. Obviously, that's an anthem. As soon as you listen to it, you kind of... nod into it and you know the words by the second chorus.
Yeah, it got the Discover Ireland ad over in Ireland as well. It's a good board fault ad for going on holidays in Ireland, so that made it really big around the country for us as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's really just a feel-good song. If you can get through, you know, if you're having a bad time and you can kind of get over it, it just seems to resonate with a lot of people back home and people that were kind of in a hard time or maybe were sick or had a relation that was sick, and then they listened to the song and they'd go like, that really gave them a lift, and that process, like...
Do you think that's the vibe of the album as well?
Yeah, no, it is. It's very positive.
Yeah, very positive album. Very upbeat and just proactive kind of like, and just, you know... It's a real driving album, as well, I find. I'll just stick it on in the car, and it's kind of just...
We won't be held responsible for any accidents or any kind of...
Well, by people air punching out the window.
Yeah. Something like that, and stay within the speed limit.
A couple of standouts for me, actually, is Animal and Glore.
Oh, yeah.
Glore especially.
Yeah, Glore actually is the next single that's going to be released in Ireland.
Awesome.
So,
we're going to... It's a song that's based on pretty much immigration at home in Ireland.
Mm.
A lot of our generation had to move, had to leave Ireland for work.
Yeah.
A lot of friends and family. So we've got friends and family that had to go to Canada and are over here in the UK or in Australia. And, you know, that's what the song touches on, you know, like, this is our home, this is our street, there's another generation left on the heap. You know, it's really
I've got to say that obviously you were interrupted a second ago by a load of girls coming in and kind of jumping on you. Is that just because you're the lead singer or just because you're closest to the door?
You never get that.
Yeah, I should really just go along with that, but I'll tell the truth, it's not very rock and roll. One of them is actually my cousin, and three of them are her friends, so
they're all related.
Well, no, one of them is, and I actually haven't seen her in about 10 years.
No, just one. The other two are here for me.
So, they're not groupies, just for the record.
So, guys, obviously, talking about getting recognised and whatnot, you guys have supported the Stones.
Yeah, that was an incredible weekend. Well,
how did you get into that? What?
Our agent, he got us on board. Like, so, it was just one of them moments where he rang us up and said, "Here, your guest guess who you're going to be supporting.
And when was the first contact with the Stones?
Paul Charles, a great man from Ireland, booker. He was our first booker, and he got us that gig, and it was great. It was an amazing gig for us to get.
Who was the actual first person in the Stones who you spoke to?
Charlie Watts, I think that was
one. Seen him in the canteen, yeah. Well, I didn't see the rest of them at all. Just seen him in there, and he was just hanging out. We just went up and said hello. It was pretty cool. He's probably chilled out. Like,
it's unbelievable, guys.
Yeah, I didn't see the rest of them. I'd say this. Yeah, security.
It was impossible getting near them as well. It was impossible because security around the whole lot. Of everybody wants to be Stones. Like, oh yeah, Jesus. Like, I mean, because biggest rock and roll band in the world. Like,
oh, good.
You know?
But I mean,
it's like we're just saying. We're actually just saying there. We haven't really thought about it in a while, but it's actually a really, really great thing that happened because like. It's not often that the Stones are even touring, and you know they're a band that really influenced us, got us into playing music in the first place. And to get to play a gig with them is on a personal level is brilliant. It's definitely one of the highlights of anything that we've done, and probably anything we will do.
I was going to say, where do you actually go from there? That's pretty much it. You've like most bands, if you support the Stones.
Well,
what's next? Having the Stones support you?
That's the next one. That's the next step, man.
Let's be honest about it.
It would be a double header.
There we go. That's more like
it. Another great thing was a lot of the fans at the Stones gigs would have been from that kind of decades that we were influenced by musically. A lot, like Creedence Clearwater and Canon Heat. And Rory Gallagher and Jimi Hendrix and the contemporary work.
Bob Dylan
and all, and Neil Young and all of them. So a lot of them fans would have grown up with all of that.
Yeah.
So then for them to see us was the great thing as well, because we're like a kind of future, you know, I'm like an embodiment of all of these fans, like a contemporary twist as well, but it's kind of,
but they say, yeah.
Yeah, they'll see something that's new and fresh, that's still kind of rock and roll, and they go, it's still there, it's still new.
Well, at some point the Stones are going to die, so there needs to be a replacement there already, you know?
I'm saying that, Chris. They're never going to die. The Stones are never going to die.
They're going to be zombies blasted out. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Animatronics, we're going to come a long way, by
the Roland zombies.
So, talking about influences, who do you say that your influences are? Obviously, you've got to say the Stones now. But
yeah, we all have different ones, so definitely the Rolling Stones for me, Canned Heat for me, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bob Dylan.
I heard a story actually about Bob Dylan where someone got a CD into his hand off of the street for you.
There's a few different stories going around already.
And he's like a fan of you.
Well, scholars maintain that he is, but I don't know, I can't.
We're not sure at these things.
We don't know, actually. We don't know.
It's a great story, anyway.
Solid.
We're mates with Bob Dylan, yeah. Go with it, yeah. How are we hanging around with the Rolling Stones? Jeez.
Okay, and if you had to say there was a weak link in the group, who would you say? I can see your wires pointing at the making.
That's a
hard
question.
There's a series of weak links.
Hangovers, that's what the weak link is. That's the weak link, hangovers. Yeah. There's no other. We're all equally possessed with amazing superpowers. We started on it, let's stop it.
There is one thing that I think has let you down a little bit over the last 12 months. I know you've got all the success, but I watched a few videos of you beforehand, like 3 or 4 years ago. And for me, Mal's hair was at a stage where it was so strong in the ponytail with the facial hair as well. What's happened recently? I mean,
well, literally,
you're looking prim and proper.
The ink hadn't dried on the contract when we signed it, and I was pretty much putting a headlock.
Get him! Get him, boys!
Fired into the back of the car, and next thing, I couldn't see exactly where it was going, but like there was like, it was somewhere around Dublin. I could see, like, you know, this, like, you could see some landmarks.
The hospital.
And then there was a blindfold put on me. Then I was taken out of the car. I was waterboarded. Back in the car again. And then next thing, I was in a barber's, and I had no hair left on his head.
Mate, that's just a standard haircut in London. Well, obviously, John, you're still keeping out, mate. This is what I'm happy
about. Yeah, I'm trying my best. They're in from me.
Would you recommend the tail? I'm at that stage now where I can make a life choice and pony up, but I'm not strong enough in character.
I kind of was playing football, so I really like having it not in my eyes.
Yeah.
But then when I'm playing on stage, I like having it in my eyes. So that's, I like having it both ways. But I have to, anytime I see a van pull up, I get really suspicious because I'll brake and I know someone's going to jump out and try and pull me in, and I'm just like, jump over a wall or something, and it's some guy delivering a newspaper. I'm just like,
yeah. Because.
Oh God, no.
So guys,
what do you miss the hair?
Do you miss it? Yeah. It's warm. You need it on a winter's day like this.
Especially in the winter. Yeah. Pretty short in the summer, and then
it's like having a small dog in your head. It's nice. Yeah. So getting back to the music, let's hear some release dates. Where can we find you?
Well, over
where can we see pictures, topless pictures if available?
Facebook, Instagram. There's plenty of pictures up there on Instagram of Jerry runs
in the shower.
Yeah.
Jerry's a kind of big kind of section on the Instagram page, so any of the girls wanna check
me out, babies.
Yeah. Any cousins or friends wanna come in?
No, not my cousins. I'm not like Mal.
It's a family band. It's all fun. Come on. Who come up with the name?
JPR,
it was in Australia, and then I guess he was doing it surfing, so then Riptide kind of came out of that, and then we just kind of wanted it, I don't know, make it longer, like a double back. Jerry came up with day, actually. I came up with the words.
Good input.
I came up with Riptide, and Jerry came up with movement.
I came up with movement,
It was good. I
had a full stop there.
That's very good.
I felt like pulling my weight there.
Yeah, 33% of the band.
Yeah, I'm like, don't forget who came up with the name, lads.
Yeah.
He said, there. Exactly.
There! Oh yeah! That's it!
Okay, as you can hear from the common twang, I'm from Essex.
Yep.
Phoenix FM we're doing this for. Would you ever come and play in Essex?
Love to.
You ever do that? The V Festival? Brentwood Festival?
Definitely.
It's technically a verbal contract, so that's good.
We're in.
How much are you getting paid for these gigs?
Well, we can sort that out later.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had dinner together, so sure.
You're in.
We're pretty.
Whiskey and beer.
So if you could say anything to kind of get people inspired and listening, what would be your message then?
It's lively, it's energetic, it's rock and roll first and foremost. There's elements of blues, elements of folk, and it's quite soulful as well. Yeah. So come see us live and you'll blow
you
away.
You will be converted.
You're hanging out for the gig later on.
Of course. What's the best city you've ever played in?
The best city.
Because you guys have been New York, Delhi, obviously Dublin.
New York is probably my favourite city, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah, New York is incredible. I do love London as well, though.
London's fairly, yeah.
Gifts, have a great week this week.
It's a tough question again, man. Jeez, you're hitting us with all the tough ones tonight.
Boston was great. Khakis. You're working their accents everywhere you go. So we go to Essex.
How's it going, man?
Interview interrupted by. Is this another family member or what's going on now?
It's a groupie.
Is it? Okay. What's your name, Mr. Groupie?
Oh, I'm Jan.
Jan?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Jan. Say hi to the mic as well.
Hi.
You alright? That was Jan. Thanks for that. Gold input, love it. Good luck for the gig tonight. Are you excited? Is anything going to happen tonight? Is things going to get crazy?
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
be.
Yeah,
you're drinking before the gig.
If it's half as good as last time,
Just the one.
That's your second one.
Just the one keg.
The bottles are smaller over here.
And this is my very last question. So, do any of you speak Gaelic at all?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
Right, I got a tattoo done in Dublin. A year or so ago. Can you hold that to me?
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. I just want you to see. Tell me what it actually says.
Kiss my ass.
I'm worried it says like number 14 with rice or something like that.
I am Fastanak Abu. Lamb. Is that L-A-M, is it?
Yeah.
Together.
I got told it means the open hand defying.
Sorry?
I got told it means the open hand defying.
What's lamb? Lamb? I don't know what lamb means to Fastanak. Yeah. Abu is like, you know, Abu is a call or a shout. You go, Abu, Abu. Like, it's a kind of tribal thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know
together
what
together is Abu, like, you know. So.
Should we say it means the Riptide movement?
Riptide movement rock.
Yeah.
It's not enough for it. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, guys.
Nice to do.
No worries,
thanks,
bro.
So the new album out, guys, getting through. When can we expect to see that hitting shops and iTunes, etc.?
The album itself is going to be out on the 1st of June, and the single I Works Out is dropping on the 9th of March. So, yep, you can get on iTunes from the 9th of March, and if you want to check it out on YouTube, there's a video there, just Riptide Movement, I Works Out.
Are you topless in it?
No, unfortunately.
Probably won't be checking it out then. Cheers.
But there's topless women in it.
Who are my cousins?
Hey, this is Mal from the Riptide Movement, and you're listening to Cut the Cord with Chris O'Sullivan. You have the Irish in there.